This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with the chief ministers of all the states through video conferencing this evening on the West Asia conflict to review state preparedness and plans. Source said the meeting will focus on ensuring coordinated efforts in the spirit of Team India. However, the chief ministers of election-bound states will not be part of this meeting due to the model code of conduct. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi had made a statement in both the houses of parliament over the ongoing conflict in West Asia and explained India's position on the issue. Mr. Modi had said that the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. He had informed the House that India has expanded its energy import sources from 27 countries to 41 countries over the past 11 years, thereby reducing dependence on any single region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the urgency of UNSC reforms, streamlining peacekeeping operations and strengthening humanitarian supply chains at the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting session yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said in a social media post that he spoke about reform of global governance. He specifically raised Global South's concerns about energy challenges, fertilizer supplies and food security. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, has pegged India's GDP growth rate at 7.6% for 2025-26, 6.1% for 2026-27 and 6.4% for 2027-28, with the country remaining the world's fastest growing major economy. The OECD's Interim Economic Outlook report states that conflict in the West Asia is testing the resilience of the global economy. The halt in shipments through the Strait of Hormuz and the closure and damage of some energy infrastructure have generated a surge in energy prices and disrupted the global supply of energy and other important commodities such as fertilizers. Global GDP growth is projected to remain broadly stable at 2.9% in 2026 before edging up to 3% in 2027. In Uttar Pradesh, the festival of Ram Navami is being celebrated today with religious fervor. The main attraction of the celebration is in Ayodhya, where Surya Snan is taking place at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple. We have a report from our UP correspondent.
Thousands of devotees have gathered in Ayodhya for the celebrations of Ram Navami. People are taking bath in Saryu River and Ram Ki Paddy before doing darshans of Lord Rama in different temples. More than 5,000 temples of Ayodhya are decorated in grand manner to celebrate the birthday of Lord Ram. At Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, after Abhishekam of Lord Ram in the morning, the Surya Tilak will take place in the Sanctum Sanctorum at exactly 12 noon, when a beam of sunlight will fall on the forehead of the deity for approximately 4 minutes, creating a divine and historic spectacle. After that, 56 offerings will be made. A full bungalow has been decorated in the Sanctum Sanctorum of the temple on this occasion. The temple will remain open for darshan from early morning till late at night to accommodate the large influx of pilgrims. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Nepal, Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP leader Balendra Shah will be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the President's office in Sheetal Nivas in Kathmandu at 12:34 p.m. local time. Balendra Shah was elected as the leader of the RSP parliamentary party yesterday, paving his way to become Nepal's youngest elected Prime Minister. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim for today. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Telangana and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.